I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Widespread protests in Kenya give pastors a gospel opportunity. Stick around for details. Later, a chapter-by-chapter journey through the Bible with a brand new radio program. First, we look again at Kenya, where young protesters and established leaders continue to clash. Youth-led demonstrations have touched more than a third of Kenya's 47 counties, says Bruce Allen with FMI. A local partner says the streets of Nairobi are calm again after nationwide protests on Monday turned deadly. But the unrest is not over. Kenya's president has ordered officers to shoot protesters in the legs if they are seen vandalizing property. Allen says,
"The president's comments sparked nationwide outrage, and many Kenyans see this as state-endorsed brutality amid an already tense political climate."
One FMI-supported pastor calls this wave of protests more than just politically motivated.
He says it's spiritual and generational. He says the Gen Z protesters long for justice, inclusion in a national dialogue about sustainable policies, and a future with hope.
Church leaders have their own concerns. The pastor told Allen, quote,
"The church in Kenya must rise to this occasion with spiritual clarity and gospel-centered action. As many Gen Zs attend church physically or engage online, we have a window to disciple them, listen to them, and continually point them to Christ, the source of true hope and peace."
Find prayer targets in the full report online. Next, following the fall of the Assad regime in December of 2024, attacks against Alawites and other minority ethnic and religious groups in Syria have become more common. A United Nations commission is urging the new government to act. It calls for an end to the violence and protection for places of worship. Syria's government has incentives to comply with the UN as it wants to gain legitimacy as a country.
They're trying to clamor for that UN approval. They want to get funding. They want to get World Bank involvement. They want to participate in the world economic system. But human rights issues have to be solved if they're going to get into those places of benefit.
Pierre Hosny of Horizons International says it's too soon to tell how this government will impact ministry in Syria.
It's possible that good opportunities for the gospel are about to open up. But it's also possible that the government could end up becoming more Sunni extremist oriented, and that could actually make it more dangerous for the gospel to go out.
Please pray for peace in Syria and inroads to the gospel. Pray for the protection of Syrian believers who also face discrimination. Learn the full story at missionnews.org. Then, if you long to know more of God and His power in your life, a new radio program might be for you. Mission 66 from Transworld Radio is a chapter-by-chapter journey through the Bible. Its two co-hosts are eager to help Scripture come to life for you. One of them is John Paul Davis, a freelance broadcaster from Wales.
People are looking for something that only God can offer. Jesus also says, well, what is the truth? Well, I am the truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And that message, I think, is something that in Wales and in every country in the world that people are longing for, that sense of hope and encouragement. What's a hope that lasts? Well, a hope that lasts is a hope that goes beyond this life.
Today, technology and media offer so many distractions from what really matters, says Davis. That's where a program like Mission 66 can help us focus back in on the eternal things in God's Word. The teaching team keeps things conversational and engaging.
It's deep because the Bible is deep. And people's needs are deep, but it's accessible as well.
Please join in praying for this program, that God will open the hearts of listeners to receive from His Word. Pray for blessing on the team as well. Davis says,
and so we go to it really with a sense of, Lord, this is Your work, it's not ours. And so we cover it in prayer.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.